I feel like I bring to the table as an NFL prospect is being a true tight end, being able to block, being able to go out for passes, being able to catch the ball, being able to receive. My back is holding up great. It's 100% now, no pain, nothing. I mean, I never felt this great in a while. It's unbelievable how great I'm feeling. I'm ready to go with my back. My back's 100%.
Where was the upper back, lower back? Where was
it? It was L2, L3, lumbar spine, lower back. It was a microdiscectomy. Basically, the doctor just shaves off the disc that's sticking out onto the spinal cord, and it's just real easy. It's a real minimal invasion surgery. It's just a real easy process, but it's just about a 3 to 5 month recovery rate, in which it's been more than 5 months, and I'm ready to go. Definitely face some, but I mean, I'm handling it well. They're handling it well, and I believe they all think that I'm going to be 100% because I've been cleared by many doctors, and there's really no issues about my back anymore.
Could you walk us through the decision process you had to, whether to come out or not?
Yes, it was definitely a tough decision. Leaving the Arizona family was hard. I mean, it was a great family there, great atmosphere, great football, and just I always wanted to play in the NFL. It was always a dream of mine, and I wanted to fulfill my dream to be in the NFL. So when I have an opportunity, I step on board. I don't like waiting around, and those were definitely the two biggest decisions.
So do you think was it partly the injury had something to do with it, or it was more you felt like you were ready, so if now you might as well do it?
Definitely. Going into my junior year, I felt like I was going to be ready. That was my goal, was after my junior year, to be ready for the NFL. It was always one of my goals when I went into Arizona University to have one of my goals. I knew that's why I chose here, because I knew Arizona University was going to be a great place to get me to the next level. Definitely improve that I'm medically sound. I mean, I believe I passed everything today with flying colors. It was real easy. And also to come out, since I'm only benching here, I want to have great interviews, a great interview process, in which it's been going well so far.
What did you see ultimately does pick you? What kind of player are they getting?
They're going to get a tough physical player who likes to do the dirty work and who likes to make some big plays down the field. Yes, I mean, just 4.6s. That's what I'm going for. I mean, I guess I'll give him credit for genes. Thanks, Dad.
What did you see at Arizona that, you know, led you to believe that you'd be taking this jump to the NFL?
What's that?
What did Arizona show you that when you got there that you had the mindset you're going to take it to the next level?
They showed me a lot. They showed me what they wanted to use me as, how they wanted to use me. They showed me that the blocking schemes we had, I mean, lots of power, which is used big time in the NFL, and just overall being able to teach me the routes, receiving, just overall they helped me out a lot, and it definitely got me to where I am. I'm 100, my back's 100%. I just started running about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I need to get my recondition back. I need to get all my times back. I feel like every single week my speed's improving, but I feel like I need about 2 or 3 more weeks till it improves to the fullest to where I was before my back surgery. So my doctors and I, my agents and I, we all talked and we decided that it would be best for me to work out at the end of March. Our pro day is March 12th, but I'll probably be having an individual pro day end of March in Tucson, Arizona. Yeah, so a lot of teams are asking about my blocking, and they just a lot of teams say my blocking's good, and a lot of teams say my blocking needs improving, which I believe I had some great games blocking. I also believe I had some all right games blocking. So, and I definitely work in that area with some technique, overall coaching wise, and definitely could get better in the area of blocking, which I tend to do. Yes, I talked to a lot of teams yesterday. It was just a grab-and-go process, and I'm pretty sure I talked to the Baltimore Ravens, but I got a lot of meetings coming up, and I believe that they're in there. I believe I rank right up in the top three, if not number one.
Did your main rushing injury affect your decision at all?
Nope, not at all.
What did they measure you at?
6'6", 2 and 264 pounds.
You will perform all your drills at your pro day?
Yes, I will perform everything at pro day, every single drill.
Who's your agent?
Drew Rosenhaus.
Okay. Have you set a date in at the end of March? Or
is it? We're still working on it right now with my agent and my head coach, but we're going for March 26th. Down in Miami, Florida, BPS Performance with Pete Bomarito. Many rookies are out there right now, and it's a great place.
What did Dan tell you about the new one piece of advice he gave you for this whole run?
He gave me a lot of advice. We sat down. We went over, like, plays. We went over, like, how the interviews will be with the teams, what they'll be asking. He just basically mentally prepared me to come here and do well. Oh, yeah, definitely. Growing up, there was big fights in the house, big competitions. We always be playing sports, basketball, mini sticks in the backyard, mini baseball in the backyard, backyard baseball, whatever it is. We are always competitive, and I believe that's why my family is to where we are now, with the help of us brothers pushing each other and being competitive throughout our whole life.
Is there an NFL player that you pattern your game after that you can kind of compare yourself to?
I really don't pattern my game after, like, I'm like that guy. I mean, every tight end's different, but I would say I watched Jeremy Shock. He brings some great intensity to the table. Tony Gonzalez, great tight end, 10 Pro Bowls in a row, does it all at the tight end position. I mean, I like watching those two a lot. I respect their game big time.
As far as positioning, were you mostly in line with the tackle, split up
with
flex, H-back, or where do you feel most comfortable?
I feel most comfortable playing anywhere, really. I spread it out all the way out at wide receiver. I was in the slot a lot, and I put my hand down next to the tackle a lot. I mean, probably about 30% each way. I would probably put my hand down about 50% of the time and spread out the other end in the slot and wide receiver about 40% of the time, 50% of the time too. So. Yeah, that would be great. Going to a team with an established tight end, you can learn a lot from. They've been in the league for about 8 years, veterans. They know it all. They know what it takes. They've been there. They're one of the best at the positions ever. I mean, it would be great to go under the wing and learn a lot from one of them.
You said you rank yourself near the top of the tight end class. What do you think you need to work on?
To work on most, I mean, I just don't work on one thing individually. I like to improve my game overall. And I work on blocking a lot. I also work on receiving a lot. And I work on the technique, little things a lot too. Just overall, just improve my whole game.
What would you say is your greatest strength on the field?
My hands. I believe I got great hands. Catch anything in my path.
When you talk with these NFL teams in the last few days, you say you consider yourself a top tight end. When they ask you, what would you say your hands? Why are you a top tight end?
I would say I'm the top tight end because I bring a lot to the table. I bring the whole package. I believe I'm ready to step in. I'm ready to take on the big DNs. I'm ready to go out there, catch some passes.
What's is he a year older than you?
Yes, he's a year older.
And so he is,
he just graduated from Arizona. Of course, he didn't get invited here, but he's training well. He's out in Miami with me training. He also he signed with Drew Rosenhaus too. He's doing great. I mean, he's in the greatest shape of his life right now. He's the strongest he's ever been, and he's really fast right now. And he's going to impress some people when it comes down to his pro day.
Now, did you graduate from Will North?
Yes. I would say combination of skill and size. I mean, there's some great receiving tight ends out there, and there's some great blocking tight ends. But overall, usually the greatest ever usually can do both receiving and blocking.
The tables 5, 6, 7,
obviously,
and 8 will be Jim Dre,
Pittsburgh, and going
Clay
to Arizona,
Harbor.
Worked out exactly the way you planned. I mean,
Jimmy Graham.
Looking back on it,
and Andrew Corliss.
It was obviously the right thing for you to do to go to Pittsburgh for your senior.
I mean, it just happened that way, and it came out well. I mean, my goal was to get to the National Football League and going to Pittsburgh. I mean, that was some great football down there, great coaches, and a lot of great players on my team, and a lot of great players we faced. So overall, it was ended up being a great. Yeah, everyone has a goal. I mean, my goal was always to be a first round tight end.
Okay, here are some needs, tight ends. How much have you thought of you put into that?
a lot. I mean, a lot of agents wise, they gave me a sheet who needs tight ends the most, who doesn't, and definitely do some studying like that.